I think that it's safe to say that there are times in all of our lives when we are afraid, when we're anxious, when we're scared. Yes, some of us fear heights, some fear riding in elevators, others fear driving or flying in airplanes or the freeways. I think it's also safe to say that we all fear disease and pain. There are also times in our lives when we humans fear loneliness and being abandoned. In short, we fear anything that we can't control. But if we stop and think about it, fear in itself is not a bad thing. For fear protects us. It warns us of impending danger. It can at times even preserve our life. Fear gives us the illusion of control, a sense of control. When Jesus sent the 12 apostles out to preach the good news, he knew that they were afraid. The apostles would face hardship. They'd face rejection. They face persecution and even death. So Jesus tells them, do not be afraid. Fear no one. Yes, there are those who can kill your body, but they cannot take your soul. Yes, Jesus here was trying to give the apostles courage. He was trying to move them beyond their fear. For fear creates suspicion and distance. It creates defensiveness and insecurity. However, the opposite of fear is what we call trust. And trust leads to closeness between people, to intimacy, to safety. Trust demands that we have faith. And faith is the courage to believe. The courage to believe against all obstacles. The courage to believe in God. Can you not buy two sparrows for a penny, Jesus tells us? And yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing. Do not be afraid, for you are worth many sparrows. If God is concerned about sparrows, God is concerned about us. So there's no guarantee that nothing bad will ever happen to us, that we won't suffer. However, we Christian Catholics believe that if we die, no matter how, that God will take care of us. So belief or faith is not the comforting illusion that all is well. Rather, it's the knowledge that life is full of risk, full of insecurity and danger, and yet we must embrace it. This is the essence of our faith. This is our faith in a nutshell. No, any sort of human control is an illusion. And there are no guarantees in life. So no matter how hard we try to prevent them, accidents happen. All of us might suffer. And all of us at one time in our lives will die. Think here of the 79 dead and the towering inferno in London. Think of the recent ISIS attacks there. Think here of cancer, heart attacks, and the plagues of earthquake and fire in Southern California. But like the sparrows who fall to the ground each and every day, our challenge is to live our lives the best way we know how. And doing this, try to become everything that God wants us to be. In other words, to develop and use our God-given gifts and talents to serve others, to make our world a better place. And here, Archbishop Oscar Romero is a fine example for us. When he was ordained an archbishop in San Salvador in 1977, he was very conservative. But he soon changed his attitudes when he saw all that was happening. Each and every Sunday, he got up and preached in the cathedral. And his homilies were so electric that everyone stopped to listen. Everything in the country halted when he spoke from the altar. And in these homilies, Archbishop Romero made public unspeakable crimes. All the horrific things and unspeakable crimes being committed by the government. As one might imagine, he was under constant threat of death. All of his best friends were murdered. But Oscar Romero refused to be silent. He refused to flee or go into exile. In fact, he said, "In the face of danger, a shepherd can never leave a sheep. The shepherd must stay with them, and so I must stay here with my people." Oscar Romero was shot to death in March in the year 1980 at the altar while saying Mass. And according to him, what he accomplished, what he did not take courage. It was simply understanding how his enemies use fear. And if he refused to be afraid of them, they would have no power over him. Nowadays, with the advent of security cameras, videotapes, and stores, and computers, the internet, all of us, in one way or another, are being watched. We're tracked. We're being recorded. You're watched by an eye hoping to catch us doing something wrong. Now, the feeling that someone is watching us is not very pleasant, but the knowledge that someone is watching over us is quite lovely. God is not watching us, but watching over us. And this faith, this belief that God is there should give us comfort. It should give us strength and hope, especially in times of trouble, in times of danger and despair. And so in the end, only God can allay our deepest fears. Only God can give us true courage. "Do not be afraid," Jesus says. "As a child of God, you're worth more than many sparrows." Yes, there are those on this earth who can kill the body, but no one can ever take your soul.